You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad. We've got the coach with us, Lindsay Parry. Lindsay, how's it going?
Brad, I am good, considering all that is going around us in the world. I'm in quite good spirits, and we are in what we termed this off this morning, uncertain times.
Yeah, absolutely. So for you, if you're listening to this, we're publishing this on Tuesday. Yesterday, we published an article on coachparry.com that Lindsay wrote about running in uncertain times, and that's exactly where we are now. We're going to be talking specifically about comrades and training in the build-up to comrades with what we've got in front of us now. Before we get into that, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that we have been running a bit of a competition for anyone who's left us a review or a rating on iTunes. And it's time to announce this month's winner. And it's a congratulations to Run to Live, Live to Run. It says, as a novice, these podcasts are a source of experience, wisdom, as well as comfort to hear what other runners are grappling with. It's making me feel very supported on my first journey to comrades. So that's awesome. If you haven't left this review yet, please do on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us grow this podcast. And if Run to Live, Live to Run, pop me an email, and you can email us at support@coachparry.com, and we'll get you 3 months' access to the Coach Parry Online Training Club. That's what's up for grabs. Every single month, you go into a draw if you leave us a review or a rating. Lindsay, let's talk comrades specifically. Obviously, big news this past sort of week were some events here in South Africa being cancelled, one of them being the Two Oceans, one of them being Ironman South Africa, and one of them being the Cape Epic. So big races in the greater scheme of things. Everyone is wondering what's happening with comrades, which, as we record this, is still 3 months away, essentially. Comrades aren't making or haven't made a decision yet. We know that there's probably lots going on behind the scenes. We're not privy to those conversations, but comrades is a big thing. As it stands right now, as we're recording this, it is still happening on the 14th of June. If someone's into comrades, they're thinking of running, what's your advice to them? What do they need to do in this phase?
Yeah, so you know, it's a very interesting question, actually, because obviously it's unprecedented what's happening now, but you know, we've always maintained that people overrace, loads of people overrace going into comrades, and some races would be nice. I mean, I'm certainly not suggesting that it's great that all the races have been cancelled, but it has presented us with an opportunity, and that is that if the race goes ahead on the 14th of June, and for now, I think it's quite important that comrades does leave that carrot dangling and gives us some hope and something to work towards. Although I don't expect them to be irresponsible, and I, you know, having worked for the organization for so many years, I know they won't be. So ultimately they will make the right decision and the race won't go ahead if it's not safe. But in the meantime, there are 3 months, and that gives a fair amount of time to see if the government and other governments around the world can start getting a handle on this. But back to your original point is that, and a little bit of my rambling, is that we have an opportunity here. We have at the moment a candle burning at the end of the tunnel, something to strive for. So we do want to stick to the principles that we are always selling, and that's to be consistent, to train moderately over the long term. It's not about packing in massive kilometers, huge intensity sessions. It's about turning your blocks green. It's about doing the sessions you need to do. It's about doing your 4 days a week. And now we don't have an excuse to run anything too hard, to be honest. There's no marathons, there's no ultras, there's nothing for us to push ourselves too hard. So we're going to do a lot of our training in small groups, and we don't have an incentive to push too hard. I think what we do have is an incentive to stay sane, a release from the stress that this is causing and bringing about on people, a little bit of a timeout from the economic pressure that we all are going to be feeling over the next little bit. But we have this glimmer of hope or achievement hanging at the end of it on the 14th of June. And so for now, as far as running is concerned and the training and the day-to-day mechanics of it, for me, it's business as usual. Of course, we need to exercise some responsible behavior in this, and we don't want to be, you know, I've seen some posts where people, when Two Oceans was canceled, and people saying, we're going to go out on the road anyway. We'll organize seconds. It'll be the biggest club run ever organized. And, you know, that kind of thing is crazy. That's the exact reason why Two Oceans was canceled. And it wasn't an easy decision for the race organizers. Joburg North City Marathon was supposed to happen this weekend, and Joburg, it's their first one. You know, there's a lot riding on it in terms of sponsors, et cetera, but we've got to do the responsible thing here. So small groups, make sure that you do, you know, before you get out of your car, wash your hands. I'm running with a hand sanitizer now. And, you know, before and after you touch anything, make sure that you use that hand sanitizer. I'd say you want to run in groups of 2 to 3 so that you can maintain that like 6 feet, 2 meter distance between each other. But we do want to keep training. I think it's important that we want to keep running. We want to stay healthy. We want to stay fit. And of course, staying healthy and fit is also going to arm you that if Corona does come knocking on your door, you are going to be the best equipped to deal with it.
Yeah. If you want to read more about sort of training tips, and that article that we published yesterday has got some of those in. So definitely go and read that. There's some great advice in there. Lindsay, then just finally, this question's popped up lots in the forums on the Coach Barrick Training Club, also across various social media platforms. And I'm one of those runners in this boat who haven't qualified. And with races being cancelled, obviously between now and after the Easter weekend, we don't know what's happening after that. We can't run a qualifier. And I've sort of come to terms with the fact that it is what it is. Like, I'm going to keep training. You've got until the first weekend in May. If Comrades goes ahead, we'll find a marathon late in April, beginning of May, if we have to. But it's not something you can control, so it's not worth stressing about. Am I right in saying that?
Look, it isn't in your control. Comrades are obviously going to take that sort of situation on a case-by-case basis. I do feel that the people that will be hardest hit are novices, particularly novices who don't have any running background in marathon and were planning on running their first marathons now in the coming next 3 weeks or so. But yeah, Comrades will deal with that on a case-by-case basis. I think I would take the same attitude that I have tried to instill in people who were down after having things like the Epic and Ironman being cancelled. And that's like, look at the positives. Look at the positives. The positives are this. You are fitter than you've probably ever been in your life. You are ready to run a marathon. Those are huge achievements in and of themselves. And there is going to be a next year. Whether Comrades goes ahead this year or doesn't go ahead this year, there is going to be a next year. You actually set my head straight, and that's also in the article. In the end, everything's going to be okay, and if it's not okay, it's not the end. So at some point in time, we're going to come through this, and there are going to be races to be run. There are going to be goals to achieve. There are going to be more Comrades that are going to be run in the future. So if the worst comes to the worst, take advantage of where your fitness is, lock in a qualifier early in the qualifying window for 2021 and get your qualifier done nice and early.
Absolutely. Well, Lindsay, as always, great to catch up. Thank you for listening. And yeah, we're all in the same boat, man. We're in this together, and let's look out for each other and take care of ourselves and our loved ones. And yeah, this is way bigger than a race or two and not being able to run those races. We love racing. We need to make sure that we're there when they do come around again. So Lindsay, thanks for your time, and we look forward to catching up again soon here on the Ask Coach Barry podcast.
Super. Catch up soon, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, don't forget to save your seat in our upcoming Comrades Marathon training webinar. You can head over to coachparry.com/webinar for all the details. And if you've got a question that you need help with, or if you'd like to run as well as we know you can head over to coachparry.com/ask.